We are lonely. We feel alone. We don't feel good. We want to forget our loneliness, our ill-being, by consuming. We consume newspaper, we consume magazines, we consume television, and they know our need. We know that we need to consume. And that is why they continue to produce what we need. And we destroy ourselves just by consuming. And they are getting richer and richer by selling their products. I have talked to a number of congressmen about this. Is it possible for the Congress to make the kind of law forbidding the production of films and magazines and books that contain so much craving and violence and fear? These congressmen I talked to, they are able to see the truth, but they are not strong enough in order to express themselves. They are afraid of losing voters. They say that, we are a free country. And in the name of freedom, it is in the Constitution. They feel they are free to produce as artists, as filmmakers, and so on. We have to look deeply, because the Constitution is a product of our collective insight. You can always improve our legislation. The Congress is there in order to do that job. Freedom should be understood in such a way that can protect us, protect our family and society. You are not free to kill. You are not free to poison people with your products. You have to be responsible for your society. If you feel that you are free to produce this kind of items that bring a lot of toxins and violence and craving into the body and the consciousness of the people, especially of the younger generation, you are destroying us. You are destroying the future. You act on the basis of your craving. You want power. You want wealth. You want fame. And you destroyed us. You are not responsible for the well-being of the people. And that is why true freedom has to go together with responsibility. We have a Statue of Liberty on the East Coast. We have to build a Statue of Responsibility on the West Coast. And these two elements are not contradicting each other. It is our sense of responsibility that will protect us and protect our freedom. When we are involved in drugs and alcohol, we lose our freedom. We are no longer free. We are caught. The Buddha used this image. There is a cow who has skin disease. So serious that she doesn't seem to have any skin anymore. She is exposed to all kinds of attacks. When the cow lies down, all the living creatures in the dust come up and suck the blood of the cow. When you bring the cow close to an ancient tree, the tiny creatures that live in the bark of the tree will come out and suck the blood. And when you bring the cow close to an ancient world, the tiny creatures will fly out and fix themselves on the cow and suck the blood. The cow has no protection. We also like that. If you do not practice mindfulness, and then we'll be assaulted by the many, many things object of our six sense organs, namely eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and consciousness. The thinking full of violence, full of hatred, full of anger, that can be seen in newspaper, books, radio, television, have a destructive nature. And if we allow ourselves to consume that kind of thinking, we become violent and fearful by ourselves. That is why we have to practice mindfulness, concentration, to have our own thinking, which is in the right direction, called right thinking. The thinking that goes along with insight, understanding, and compassion, and not allow the thinking of other people to intoxicate us. Repressing violence by violence, striking against terror, using violent means in order to suppress violence, that is wrong thinking. It will not solve our problem, the problem of our society. It will make the situation worse and worse. We have to wake up to that reality. We have to change our thinking. Only compassionate dialogue, only listening deeply to each other, only helping each other to remove wrong perceptions, that we can remove hatred, violence, and anger that are a product of wrong perceptions.
Đừng tìm về quá khứ, đừng tưởng tới tương lai. Quá khứ đã không còn, tương lai thì chưa tới.